So, Neil, thanks for joining us. Were you pleased with the ruthlessness of your team in the second half?
Very much so. The 13th goal was exquisite. It was really good. And you say what you want. You know, we were 5-0 up after 15 minutes. City were 5-0 up in midweek in the Champions League after 15 minutes. It's about being ruthless. And I thought today, some of our patterns of play, forget who you play, the goals were good. And I was really pleased with the lads' application and attitude.
Pleased, though, just looking at the young players, at Kebab Jammy, looks a very composed player. And Dom Doyle, first appearance for him. He looks like a centre-half, doesn't he?
Old-fashioned centre-half. You know, that's what we said on the bench. You know, but these lads are coming through and they're in around the first team. They're training with us. We're developing them. I thought Jammer's goal was excellent. You know, the confidence to lift it over. And then I like what he tried to do after that. You know, young Maxi didn't score today. And he tried to roll Max in and probably could have took another one himself. But this is what games are for. You know, the academy lads are very much part of what we're doing at the minute, and there's two or three of them springing up in around the first team, and if they can have a good pre-season, who knows. So good game for them both to come into today.
And sparing a thought for Max Woodcock, who was he could do with being a bit taller a couple of times and just couldn't get on the end of it. Had one disallowed, slightly offside. Just wasn't his day, was it?
His work rate's tremendous, his quality's there. But when you're going through a Barron's patch, that's what happens to strikers. In other games, you know, it hits you off your, you know, if your shin and goes in. It wasn't to be for Maxi today, but his performance was still positive. And we were desperate for him to score, and it never happened for him.
Aaron Bennett, 5.
Good player. Crowd like him. He's going to get fit, and he's got a lot of work to do in pre-season. He knows that. But he's got real quality, and you can see 12 months ago why he was in and around the Championship team. But he's got to get fit, you know, and it's no good just doing it on days like today. He's got to do it in the league because he's got that much quality. He's got to be taking them opportunities, but we've got him in the ranks, and we know that, you know, with a good pre-season, we can get him fit and be a really exciting player for FC.
He seems the sort of player who's got a bit more time.
He's clever. He's two, three passes ahead of everybody else. He's so clever. The only thing that's holding him back at the minute is his fitness. He hasn't had a pre-season. He's had a stop-start season because he was on the bench a lot at Warrington. But he's gonna lose a stone and over pre-season. He's going to get himself fit. He's going to do a lot of one-to-one work, a lot of physical work, and he'll come back an even better player next year. And he's a player that you can see going back into the league, but he knows he's got a lot to do discipline-wise.
Guy Hall, though, just this really dependable figure increasingly on the left flank, distribution as well as, you know, as a defender.
I'd be amazed come the end of the season if there isn't an award for him. You know, he's fantastic. And, you know, again, I stand here and say it. You know, players are there, lower down. You've got to get them in. You've got to be prepared to give them time and do the work with them. And you can see what a great player he's turning into at 21, 22. And, you know, will we keep him forever? No. You know, he's a left back of real quality. And he's got a way to go. He's got to work on his final decision. You know, his final delivery. Can he beat the first man? But as a left back, there's not a great deal better. And I think complementing that now with Joe Ferguson, you know, been after that right back slot, I think he's done really well on the other side. And the two of them will complement each other. And when we can get back to our preferred style of play in a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3, I think our two fullbacks will be paramount to how we play. But you can see today, you know, young Joe getting forward and scoring, and Guy getting forward at every opportunity and delivering menacing balls today.
Hall and Gabadan, you must be very proud that you've taken players from quite some way down, and they really have developed here under your tutelage at FC.
We do loads of work with the players, and we can see a talent, and we know, you know, which pond we've got to go and kind of, if you will, fishing. But that doesn't mean that we'll continue to do that. But when you see a player of Gabadon's, you know, I went to watch him twice, and remember at Longridge Town away he was playing for West Ids, and you could see the way he carried the ball. Was he ready for Northern Premier League football? No, he was a slight figure. He knew he'd have to come sit on the bench. He'd maybe have to go back out alone. He knew he'd have to, you know, kind of do a lot of work in the gym, and he's done that, you know, and we've missed him when he hasn't been here. So, you know, the likes of Dante and Guy coming out the steps that they have done. But there's more. There's Lewis Gilboys, and, you know, there's other players, as Dom Doyle's coming through. But it's what we do. We put a lot of time and effort into these players, and we certainly don't just throw them back out and say they're not good enough, because there is ability there.
Atherton, it's a bit of a bogey ground for FC, not happiest place. What do you need to do to beat them on their patch?
We've got to go and match them toe-to-toe, physically and mentally. That's the first thing. They're going to be their cup final like it was here, like it is every time someone plays against us. But we've got to be ready for them. I'm going to watch them on Tuesday night against Bamber Bridge. I'm not sending Brian. I'm not sending Mike. I'm going on my own, so I can then adopt the kind of the training regime on Thursday night. It gives us a good chance to watch. Obviously, two sides we've got up and coming. But what Atherton are, that they're going to dig in. You know, they're certainly not mathematically down yet. I know they got beat yesterday, but they'll look at that game and say, you know, anything's possible. They came here and beat us 2-0. You know, Chedi's going to want to put another one over on us. So, but it's not about that for me. It's just about us having the quality, having them players, having our shape, having our discipline, being mentally prepared to go there and go and win. You know, and I think I've no reason makes me think we can't do. But if we match them both physically and mentally, you know, we know that the surrounds at Atherton aren't great. We've got to go there and really good mental preparation, mental spirit, and you know we've got to nullify their threats in Mansell and Enoch down the middle and stop them on set pieces. But you know that's good for us today. You know, I don't care what anybody says, that's brilliant for us today to score goals, and we'll take that hopefully into Atherton next week.
Okay, Neil. Well, thanks a million. Congratulations.
Brilliant.
A record.
Yeah.
For FC, I believe, and enjoy your night, and we'll see you in 6 days' time.
Cheers. Thanks, James.